Come and get it.
Come and get it.
Come and get it.
Come and get it. I'm tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground.
Well, how do, folks, and another great big Western welcome to all of you out along the Lucky U line.
Now, just a cat hired man a minute there, little Lloyd. You promised that I could start the show off to today, remember?
I did, Shug.
Well, I hope to jump in your vest pocket and hit you in the eye and turn you as green as a lizard, you did.
but Shug, I've been listening to those big network radio shows, and they always open up with just a little conversation and then right into a musical selection.
Well, I wasn't in St. Louis when they was handing out brains in Chickasha, Oklahoma, you know.
Well, I wasn't sure.
I can make just as little conversation as the next one.
And, Shug, after all, we're only able to visit with our friends for just a half an hour each day, and a little of your conversation sort of stretches out and extends a long way.
Never mind. Flattery will get you nowhere, bud. I've prepared a speech, and it won't stretch either.
Are you sure, Shug?
Of course I'm sure.
All right. Go right ahead. But remember, keep it short.
Well, that's a bit better. Ladies and gentlemen, and Skilly Dodgers, you are welcome to the lucky... You're welcome to the lucky you play, fellas.
When you get weary of trouble and care, here's what a cowman would say. Lie on the sun in the sky, EPIO troubles away. When you cut loose, watch your troubles bamboos. Skies won't be cloudy or gray. No reason why you should worry or cry, EPIO troubles away. Scatter your woes with the sunrise. Everything's rosy and swell. Just sing a note through that lump in your throat. Treat the dawn with a cowboy, yeah. Here's what to do when you're lonely and blue. Make it a wonderful day. Cast your eye on the sun in the sky. Yippee-i-yo, troubles away. Yippee-i-yo, troubles away.
Thank you very well. I was afraid we wasn't going to get off the ground there for a minute, but I guess we made it all right. Say, before I forget, with all the phone calls to the network and the letters that we've received down here at the Lucky U, a lot of you folks are anxious to know when Bob Nolan will be on our show. Well, it's definite that he'll stop by and see us on Friday of this week.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Lloyd, and I think we ought to tell our new listeners out along the Lucky U line that Bob Nolan is one of the original sons of the pioneers and is considered to be one of the greatest writers of Western music there is.
Well, that's sure right, Ken. And also, folks, when Bob decided to take it easy and kind of retire, why, we looked for a long time to find a voice that compared to his. We finally found a young fella, as you constant listeners know, it's Tommy Dawson. He certainly filled a big pair of boots in our organization. So, should be a lot of fun having these two pioneers get together on Friday. Hope that you can all tune in. Say, Carl, where in the world did you disappear to yesterday?
Oh, I took myself a ride over to the old mine. I heard they might reopen it, and I wanted to see what was going on.
Well, that's quite a ride. Bet you got plenty hungry along about sundown, huh?
Oh, I'd have been starved if I hadn't taken along a bunch of those Mr. Peanut Nickel lunches.
Hey!
Look!
You know, that was mighty smart thinking on your part, Carl, because one of those 5-cent bags of Planters salted peanuts, well, it's practically a meal in itself. In fact, friends, peanuts are so packed full of good nutrition that it's a mighty good idea to get the peanut-eating habit, the Planters peanut habit. For instance, peanuts are one of nature's richest protein foods. Why, they contain the same kind of proteins you get from meat. They're regular little storehouses of health and energy. And that's why they're such a wonderful food for the kiddies. And the very best peanuts money can buy cost just a nickel. Yes, that picture of Mr. Peanut on a Planter's bag means that the peanuts inside are extra good. Why, they're the biggest, plumpest peanuts in the crop. They're roasted and toasted in that special Planter's way. And the biggest bargain in good eating that a nickel ever bought is Planters salted peanuts. Pick up several bags of Planters salted peanuts today. Remember, Planters is the word for peanuts, for peanut butter, and for peanut oil, too.
Carl Farr playing one of his own tunes on his new electric guitar.
Say, Lloyd,
hmm?
Did you know that little Nancy Hamilton and her mother stopped by to see us yesterday?
Oh, yes, you mean the little girl that's so bravely waiting the time that she can walk. I sure did.
Well, she was so happy and grateful that we awarded her mother one of our gold deeds that she was just about to pop, you know that?
Yeah, she sure was. But, you know, she don't have to thank us for anything like that because we're not looking for thanks from our listeners. We're just downright happy that we can give them this land as sort of a part payment for their many good deeds.
That's right, Lloyd. And, folks, we're going to keep on giving away an honest-to-gosh legal deed to an acre of our lucky you land every day to a person one of you friends have written us about. So keep those letters coming. Just send them to the same address you send your Christmas toys. That's the Lucky You Ranch, ABC, Hollywood 27, California. We read every one of them. How about today's gold deed letter, Lloyd?
Well, I have it right here, Ken, and it's from a Mr. Enderot of Paola, Kansas. And this is what he writes. He says, "Dear Pioneers, I'm writing to you about a retired mail carrier who, in my opinion, is entitled to the praises of all the boys and their folks in this community. 43 years ago, long before we heard about delinquent children, this man saw the need of getting youngsters interested in some worthwhile achievement and off the street. That's when he started his club, and the only requirements to join were to attend Sunday school and church. His club has a basketball team and a baseball team. He was never too tired after a day of carrying mail to take his boys on picnics or the 5-mile hike out to the clubhouse that he and his boys had built. All of his vacations for 43 years have been in the summer so he could spend time with the boys. His name is Bernal Barnhill. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, and I'm sure you'll agree that Mr. Barnhill, a mail carrier, deserves today's Gold Deed Award for the wonderful thing that he's done for the past 43 years. The letter is signed, Sincerely Yours, Walter Enderot of Paola, Kansas."
Yes, Lloyd, that letter is more than deserving of our Gold Deed Award. So to you, Mr. Barnhill, will come a deed to an acre of our Lucky You land, which, as you know, is located down here on the desert's edge in Southern California. And along with it, we Sons of the Pioneers want to salute you with one of the greatest Western songs of all times, both lyrically and musically. Written by our good friend Bob Nolan, it features the voice of Tommy Doss.
The prairie sun sends down its ray to warm my heart through every day. The starlight beams that guides my way is just the touch of God's hand. The scattered pearls of morning dew, the rainbow mist on hills of blue, the silver veil of moonbeams too, is just the touch of God's hand, is just the touch of God's hand. The desert yields a water pool where wild things meet their throats to cool, and I'm a carefree, happy fool. I know the touch of God's hand. The rain that falls, I love so dear, and joy is mine just living here. I know God must be standing near. I felt the touch of his hand. I felt the touch of God's hand just now.
Thank you very much. That was The Touch of God's Hand, and I sure hope that Mr. Barnhill enjoyed it. Say, look who's coming up the path. It's Dink, Dink Swink from down at the crossroads, and he looks happy as a bear with a pot of honey, don't he, fellas? Hey, Dink, you sure sound happy today.
I feel fairly tolerable. How are you, Fred?
Well, fine, Dink, but my name's Lloyd.
Oh, pardon me. You're right. I'm Dink.
Yes, I know. Say, how are things down at the Crossroads store?
Never did see such a busy place in all my dad-born days.
Well, that's real fine, Dink.
It's true.
Yeah?
Well, I went to work and opened up the store this morning, come about sun up, and before it was even hardly time for dinner, we had two customers.
No! Hey, that's real good.
Yeah. Keeps the feller hopping and hopping. Just like Daddy used to always tell me when I was slopping hogs.
Uh-huh.
He'd say, keep a slopping, Dink, because the job that started is almost through before you know it.
Yeah. Well, I guess your dad had the right idea there, Dink.
Yeah, but I got some real pertinent news for you fellas. That's why I figured I'd better fetch myself up here today.
Well, we're glad you did. What's the news, Dink?
This here's sure gonna surprise you.
I'll bet it will. What is it?
You fellas is on the radio every day.
No. Well, I'm sorry that you had to make the trip for nothing, Dink. We already knew that.
Well, I didn't. That's interesting. I never knowed except I went to work and rigged up an antenna up on the store the other day, and when I went to work and put my earphones on, by George, there you are, sure enough.
Well, we've been on for some weeks now.
You played some mighty fitting music, but then a feller started talking and it got sort of fuzzy-like.
Oh?
So I went to work and went outside and looked up at that new antenna, and sure enough, there was a couple of jaybirds just sitting there on the wall.
Oh?
Yeah, so I went to work and got me a shotgun and knocked them off, and then I went back in, put my earphone back on again, and...
Well, did that help the fuzzy voice, Dink?
No, sir, by jinx, it didn't. By then, I had her figured that feller that was talking was Fred over there.
Oh, you mean Jug?
Yeah, that's the one. He sure talks funny, don't he?
I thought that...
Well, I thought you fellas wanted to know you was on the radio, so I got to meander on back. There'll be some fetching for me to do directly, I expect. Fire the way, y'all.
Well, so long. You could stick around because Tommy Doss is just fixing to sing that old white mule of mine.
Oh, by jingo. If he's going to sing old white mule, you fellas ought to be on television,
way
too.
Way up high in the mountain, in the kingdom of the pine, I live with the best old pal and oh, this old white mule of mine. When they have a dance in the valley, I quit my job at the still and climb aboard my old white mule and go riding down the hill.
His back's caved in and his body's thin, but his legs are strong and fine. So I sing a song as he carries me along, this old white mule of mine.
He shares my joys and my sorrows. He shares my bed and my wine. He even wants to share my gal, but there I draw the line. The other night we quarreled, and I called him a nasty name. So he kicked me down the mountainside, but I love him just the same.
His back's caved in and he's mighty thin, but his legs are strong and fine. So I sing a song as he carries me along, this old white mule of mine.
The judgment day is a-coming soon, and the golden stairs I'll climb. And I know St. Peter will welcome me on this old white mule of mine.
His back's caved in and he's mighty thin, but his legs are strong and fine. So I sing a song as he carries me along, this old white mule of mine.
Gee, I'm sure glad I got here in time for Tommy's song.
Well, we're real glad you did, too, Betty.
Hey, you know, Betty, you sang a song just for me a couple of days ago. Would you sing one again for me today?
Hmm? I sure will, Shug. And if certain parties will listen, they might get an idea how another certain party feels.
Well, if that don't sound like one of them there political speeches, I'll put in with you. But sing anyhow, would you, Betty?
Every time it rains, I think of you. And that's the time I feel so blue. When the rain starts a-falling, my love comes tumbling down. And it's raining teardrops from my eyes. Well, if you see clouds here in my eyes, it's just because you said goodbye. Although the sun is shining, there's no more summer skies. And it's raining teardrops from my eyes. Remember the night you told me our love would always be. I would be blue and lonely if you'd come back to me. Every single cloud would disappear. I'd wear a smile if you were here. So baby, won't you hurry, 'cause I miss you so. And it's raining teardrops from my eyes. Well, remember the night you told me our love would always be. I would be blue and lonely if you'd come back to me. Every single cloud would disappear. I'd wear a smile if you were here. So, baby, won't you hurry? 'Cause I miss you so. And it's raining teardrops from my eyes. Yes, it's raining teardrops from my eyes.
Ah, that was just about perfect, Betty.
Just a minute there, Kenneth. She sang that for me, you know.
Then you say it.
I will, thank you.
All right, go ahead.
That was just about...
That's what I said, didn't you?
Well, anyway, thanks, fellas, both of you. Oh, here comes Carl. I have something I want to tell him. Carl!
Oh, yes, Betty?
Say, Carl, I have a whole bunch of toys down at the schoolhouse. My pupils brought them in for your Christmas party.
Well, that's well, Betty, and I have some real news, gang.
Well, what is it? Tell us.
Well, I rode into town and called the folks at the network, and I've got a real surprise.
Oh, what is it, Carl?
Well, they want us to bring the show into Hollywood for the holidays, and they're going to turn over a big studio to us at ABC so we can have our Christmas party there.
Oh, say, that's sure going to make it a lot shorter ride for the little kids that we're going to pick up.
It sure is, Lloyd. We're going to be right here at 1539 North Vine Street in Hollywood, right there, rather.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Got out of that one, didn't we?
Sure did. And,
Carl, when do we make the move?
Well, we'll be in there starting next Monday.
Well, now, that's going to fix things up just right. Because now any of our listeners who live in and around Hollywood can bring their toys right down to the studio any day before Christmas. Remember, that's at 1539 North Vine Street in Hollywood.
They sure can, Lloyd. We want all we can get because those little fellows are sure looking forward to Santa Claus.
Yes, and with the help of our lucky you listeners, we're going to see to it that they have a real Santa Claus Christmas. But remember, friends, for all of you who don't live in and around Hollywood, please send your toys to this address. The Lucky You Ranch, ABC, Hollywood 27, California.
I know it's going to be a wonderful Christmas for those children. Say, Lloyd, I have to be getting back to school, but before I go, I wonder if you fellas would sing one more song for me.
Well, you know we're just fixing to do that, Betty. We've had a lot of requests to repeat a song that we did a short time back. It's a tune that's high on the hit parade these days, and it features the fine voice of Ken Curtis. It's entitled Sin.
Take away the breath of flowers. It would surely be a sin. Take the rain from April's showers. It's a sin. Take away the violin's din from a lovely symphony. And the music deep within would cease to be. Is it a sin to love you so? Loving you forever, for it's no sin. Is it a sin to love you so? Loving you forever, for it's no sin.
wonderful. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Betty. It was my pleasure.
And now, I'd like to ask just one more favor, and then I'll be getting along.
Well, anything you say, Betty. What is it?
Well, you will have to answer this one. Say, Hugh, will you read your thought for the day? I'd like to hear it before I leave.
Well, I'd be mighty happy to, Miss Betty. We received some wonderful thoughts through the mail from a Miss Nettie Stratton, who lives in Redlands, California. And this is one of them, and it concerns age. Age is a quality of the mind. If you've left your dreams behind and hope is cold, if you no longer look ahead and your ambition's fires are dead, then you're old. But if from life you seek the best, and if in life you keep the jest, and love you hold, no matter how the years go by, no matter how the birthdays fly, you are not old.
Well, Hugh, that was certainly a wonderful thought. And it proves my theory that a person is only as old as he thinks he is. And now I think if we'll rush right into it, fellas, we've got time for one chorus of A Home in Wyoming.
There's a home in Wyoming, far across the great divide. Skies are brighter, hearts are lighter, and the door is open wide. There's a girl in Wyoming, meet the prairie stars that shine. Let me wander way out yonder to that old sweetheart of mine. The purple sage once more will ride, ride, ride down the sunset trail together, side by side. All alone in the gloaming, we will plan a nest for two. Just a home in old Wyoming, in the land where dreams come true.
Sir, that old sun's beginning to cap the top of the hills, which means it's time we stopped entertaining for another day and went right back to working again. But you know, I'd like to remind you once more about those toys for Christmas. We want to have the biggest, the best Christmas ever for all those little kiddies who might otherwise not be able to see much of good old Saint Nick. And you know, it's going to be a great help if you folks out there will send along any toys, either the new ones or the used one, to this address, Lucky You Ranch, ABC Hollywood, California. Also, as Carl told you, the network folks are bringing us into their Hollywood studios for Christmas. And we'll be there from next Monday on. So for all of you who live in and around Hollywood, you can bring your toys down to the ABC studio on Vine Street any day right up until Christmas. And now this is George Putnam saying for all the pioneers, Frankie Tex Messina, Miss Betty Taylor, she's our school marm, and all the rest of our Lucky You gang, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, and of course the same station. This program came to you from the Lucky You. Until tomorrow, the Lucky You.
America's Gold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
1 o'clock at KECA AM and FM, Los Angeles.